Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're zooming in on one of the most addictive feelings in the genre, when the harmony feels dark and a little dangerous, but at the same time it still lifts your chest and pushes the track forward. That dark uplifting balance is not just about choosing the right chords, it's about voicing, register, rhythm, and most importantly, how your bass relates to the chord tones. In DNB, the bass is gravity, the tops are hope, and the mid-stabs are attitude. All right, let's build a tight 16-bar drop sketch you can reuse in Rollers, Dancefloor, minimal techie stuff, even Liquid if you soften the sound design. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you like a bit of swing, open the groove pool and try MPC 16 Swing 55, but keep it subtle. Think 20-35%. DNB is already busy. Swing is seasoning, not sauce. Now create four groups so your session stays readable. Drums, bass, music for chords and pads, and FX. This is more than organization. It's a mindset. Drums drive, bass anchors, music speaks, FX sells the transitions. Next, choose a key center that translates in clubs. We're going with F minor. F minor is heavy. It sits well in subs, and it gives you lots of room to create a plift without going happy major festival hands. Here's the first big concept. Tonal center versus chord root. In darker DNB, the listener often feels the key from the bass plus the top line, not from full chord roots. That means you can keep F feeling like home, even while the chord identities blur above it. That's how you get uplift, without flipping the whole progression into obvious major land. Now let's write a progression that does the dark uplifting thing right away. We'll use a four-chord loop, one bar each. Bar 1, F minor. Notes F, Ab, C. Bar 2. DB add 9. Notes DB, F, add, and add Eb on top. Bar 3. Eb sus 2. Notes Eb, F, BB. Bar 4. C7 flat 9. Notes C, E, G, BB, and add DB as the flat 9. Listen to why this works. The F minor gives you the shadow floor. DB add 9 feels cinematic and open, but it doesn't suddenly become cheerful. The Eb sus 2 keeps it unresolved and edgy because you're avoiding a clear major third. And then C7 flat 9 is that harmonic poison moment. It's sinister, it pulls hard back to F minor, and it creates the threat before the reset. Important coaching note, keep that flat 9, the DB, high and quiet. If you blast it, the vibe can drift into jazz fusion territory, and that's usually not what you want in a heavy drop. Now we voice these chords like a DNB producer, not like a pianist. Rule 1. Keep chord roots out of the subzone. Your bass owns the bottom. If your chord stab is playing roots down there, you'll lose punch and clarity instantly. Rule 2. Spread voicings. In fast music, the mood reads from the third and the seventh more than anything. Those are your guide tones. Then add one color tone for emotion. A ninth, an 11th, a 6th, or in minus moments, a B9 or #9. Here's a fast method that works every time. Write the triad first. Then remove the root from the stab. Add a color tone on top. Then invert until the top note feels like a singable line. So for F minor, instead of F ab C, try ab C, and then add G on top. That's basically an F minor add 9 vibe without the root, and the G as the top note gives you lift without making the harmony happy. This is huge. Uplifting in DNB usually lies in the top voice, not in turning the whole chord progression major. Treat uplift like orchestration. All right, let's build the chord stab sound with stock devices. Create a MIDI track called Chord Stab. Load Waveheatable. For a strong starting point, oscillator 1 on basic shapes. Move the position towards saw, around 25%. Oscillator 2 on saw, or another basic shape set brighter. Turn on unison, classic mode. Keep it tight, 2-4 voices. Detune around 10-18. Then filter it with something like MS2. Set cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 1.2 kHz to start, and give it a little drive, like 2-5 dB. The amp envelope is critical for percussive stabs. A tiny attack, like 2-8 milliseconds, decay around 250-450 ms, sustain at 0, and release around 80-150 ms. Now your effects chain. First EQ 8, high pass at about 150-220 Hz, steep slope. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250-400. If you need sparkle, a gentle high shelf around 6-10 kHz, but don't overdo it. Too bright kills dark fast. Then saturator, soft sine mode is a great default. Drive it 2-6 dB, and pull output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Add a compressor for consistency. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then utility for width. Maybe 110 to 140%. Check mono later. And reverb. Hybrid reverb. Plate is perfect here. Keep decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Predelay 15 to 30 ms. And high cut the reverb around 6 to 9kHz. If you insert it, keep dry slash wet modest, like 8 to 18%. Think of reverb in dark DNB like this. It's a space behind the stab, not a wash over the mix. You want speed and definition. Next, we add the uplift layer. Create another MIDI track called Top Pad. Use operator for clean, controlled emotion. Set operator so you've got two carriers and B. Use sine or triangle on A, sine on B, and attune B just a few cents, like plus 3 to plus 7. Add a low pass filter, 12 dB, and set cutoff somewhere between 2 and 6kHz depending on how airy you want it. Then set the amp envelope slow enough to feel like a pad. Attack 40 to 120 ms. Release 1.5 to 4 seconds. Here's the writing trick. Do not copy the full chords. Use only the top one or two notes per chord, and make it a melodic top line that voice leads smoothly. This is how you get lift without clutter. For our progression, you can try this as top notes. Over F minor, play G and AB. That's the 9 and the minor 3rd. Over DB at 9, play AB and F. Over AB sus 2, play F and maybe G if you want a little bite. Over C7 flat 9, play DB and E, but keep TB softer. That's your tension shimmer, not your main melody. Then glue the pad. EQ8 high pass at 250 to 400 Hz. Chorus ensemble at 10 to 25% for width. Then hybrid reverb longer than the stab, like 2.5 to 5 seconds, but low cut the reverb so the center stays clean. Now the bass relationship, because this is where the dark locks in even when the chords lift. Create a sub-bass track with operator, pure sine, fast attack, short release, and if you need it to speak on small speakers, a tiny bit of saturator like 1 to 3 dB drive. Here's the key move, pedal the tonic, let the bass hold F for bars 1 and 2, while the chords move above it. That's how you keep the tonal center stable while the harmony shifts color. It feels grounded, even when you're doing cinematic DB add 9 vibes. Then bar 3. Touch AB briefly. Bar 4. Walk C to DB to C to F to set up the return. That little walk is pure propulsion. If you're using a Reese or mid-bass, carve space. Use EQ8 to make a pocket around 200 to 500 Hz so the chord stab has bite. DNB is lane discipline. Sub is one note at a time. Mid-bass is movement and grit, chord stab lives in that 200 Hz to 2.5k zone, and top pad is your 2k and up hope layer. Now rhythm. In drum and bass, chord writing is percussion. Two easy patterns. One is the roller pattern. Stab on the end of 2, and end of 4. The other is a more danciflor pattern. Hit on beat 2 and beat 4, then vary it. Work in 16th notes and nudge some stab slightly late. You can literally use track delay plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. Or manually push a few MIDI notes. That tiny lazy feel can make the groove feel expensive. Use velocity like a drummer. Strong hits around 100 to 115. Ghost hits around 55 to 80. And absolutely sidechain your stabs to the kick or a ghost kick. Put a compressor on the stab track. Enable sidechain. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. And aim for 3 to 7 dB gain reduction. Now the stabs can be huge and they still won't bully the drums. Let's arrange this into a 16-bar phrase that feels like a real drop. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the loop. Stabs with a medium filter cutoff. Pad subtle, mostly just those top notes. Bass simple and sub-B. Bars 5 to 8. Add tension. Automate the stab filter cutoff slightly down so it gets darker. Add one extra stab hit in bar 7 as a little fill, like a call and response with a snare. Bars 9 to 12. Lift moment, without cheese. Keep the bass on an F pedal for 2 bars while the chords move. Raise the pad level a touch and widen it slightly. Maybe utility width plus 10%. Bring the 9ths forward by increasing the top note velocity. Notice what we're doing. Same harmony, different emotional read, just by changing register, brightness, and emphasis. Bars 13 to 16. Turn around and menace. On the last chord, you can do a quick swap. C7 flat 9 to C7 sharp 9 for one beat, then back. That's just moving DB up to D sharp for a second. Tiny dose. Big threat. Then consider a one-beat silence or let only the reverb tail hang right before bar 17. That negative space, makes the return feel euphoric even if nothing new happened harmonically. Now some advanced upgrades you can try once the basic version is working. First, the same loop, different emotional read trick. Keep bass and rhythm identical, but change only the upper structure of each stab. For example, over an F pedal, play an AB, major shape, AB C AB, for instant dark cinematic. Over DB, try an F minor shape, F AB C, for a warm lift that doesn't go bright. Over AB, a G minor shape, G B B D, for airy suspension. Over C, a DB major shape, DB F AB, for B9 flavor without stacking a full dominant chord. You're basically swapping one or two top notes per bar, and suddenly the whole drop feels like it evolved. Second, the tritone shadow dominant. Instead of always doing a full C7 moment, approach F minor with GB7 for half a bar or even one beat. Voice it minimally, like just B and F, that tritone. Program it as a short ghost chord before the downbeat. It feels like a threat passing by, not a jazz chord change. Third, modal mixture flashes. For a dark hint, touch GB as a brief top note. Then return to G, that's a Phrygian wink. For hopeful flash, use D natural as a top note over F minor for one beat. That's a Dorian hint. Don't camp there. Just flick it in at the end of a phrase and let it disappear. Fourth, a voice leading constraint game. Force most voices to move by step, plus or minus 2 semitones, except one feature voice that can leap. At 174 BPM, stepwise motion reads as intentional and serious. Random inversions read as accidental. This one exercise will level up your harmonic writing fast. Sound design extras, stock only. If you want your stabs to feel like steel without adding notes, try this chain, EQ8 high pass around 180 to 250, then multi-band dynamics with a bit of focus on the mid-band, then saturator after that. Add auto filter for a band pass-ish movement and automate the cutoff every 8 bars. You get aggression and presence while keeping the harmony sparse. If your stabs smear, do the simplest fix first. Shorten the amp decay. If that's not enough, add drum bus very subtly. Bring transients up a touch. Keep boom off. It's a cheat, but it works. It makes harmonic material behave like a drum hit. And here's a sneaky emotional fader. Automate wave-eatable unison to tune slightly higher in the last 4 bars. It reads like intensity, not like a new chord. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't put full chords in the sub-range. High pass your stabs and let the bass be the root. Don't make every chord a plain minor triad. That's how you get stuck in sad instead of dark uplifting. Use VDI add 9, sus 2, and selective tension. Don't drown stabs in reverb. DNB needs speed, and don't ignore voice leading. Your top note should feel like it belongs to a melody, not like you clicked random inversions. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this. In F minor, write 2 4 chord loops. The first must include VI add 9. This audio version is shortened for playback.